in the bar swivel like pooches to a snatch, but too bad, fellas. It's just the beleaguering vapors of Andy's early start, punching in a few feet ahead of him, eager to take liberties with the imagination and stay a while. A vicious sunlight pinch hits for Cleeks, and Andy takes the revenant showman's cue, slipping the gap sideways on his heels, toothless, grinnaby, arms outspread, his vibrissa geared on a socket's best wishes. By the half, he's greased a covey of hard-ons, gussied up in their niner livery, chumps, one and all. Lifting a slurry of shots and praise and grief, until the final score comes down and Andy's quarry grows decidedly tight. Gus Maroon emotes under another sweat at something about a woman returning again and again to the failing beat of a dull night. Winter call. Wave with a voice clearly on its knee. Come 5 o'clock Sundays, Andy steeps himself in his hands, drooping against any number of troubled domestic cereals, licking his chops, always munching gums, his mood loaded in autumn's slipping rays. Even when the beloved ladies pass, he remains as if in prayer, oblivious to the innocent few who dawdle over, then politely fade to the back room, where the faintly crevited pool balls soothe at Andy dozing. In a chair that appears to have been tendered